Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Did you know that 92% of all statistics are made up on the spot? I'm kidding, but today I want to tell you some facts about the fastest creatures on Earth. First up, the fastest recorded human swimmer is Caleb Dressel. During the 2017 World Championships, he hit a speed of 5.3 miles per hour. That's 8.5 kilometers per hour, making quite a splash. But this is highly unimpressive to the sailfish, who has been clocked at 109 kilometers an hour, or 68 miles an hour. The fastest human foot speed ever recorded? 27 miles per hour, courtesy of the great Usain Bolt. But the humble moose, greyhound, and ostrich would all leave Usain in the dust. Then there's the swiftest of them all, the muscle car of the jungle, the grand champ of the animal kingdom. Maxing out at around 120 kilometers an hour, it can go from 0 to 100 in 3 seconds, about 10 minutes faster than the Pinto I once drove. From head to tail, this speedy cat is perfectly designed for speed. Small head, flattened rib cage, slender but powerful legs, minimizing air resistance. You guessed it, the cheetah. With an extremely flexible spine that acts like a spring, it has pivoting hips and front legs that aren't attached to the shoulder blades. This allows the front and rear legs to stretch further apart and move closer together, giving the cheetah an impressive stride length of 25 feet in mid-sprint. Its feet spend more time in the air than on the ground. Its long muscular tail acts like a stabilizing rudder. Even its feet are designed for speed. Its foot pads are hard and flat, like tire treads. Other cats have retractable claws, but the cheetah's remain extended, like the cleats of a track shoe. What an engineering marvel. The only thing they cannot do is play hide-and-seek, because a cheetah always gets spotted. The real speed champ of the animal kingdom is the peregrine falcon. It cuts through the air at a leisurely 100 miles per hour on its daily commute. But when it goes hunting, it turns on the afterburners. To locate its prey, the peregrine flies high and looks down. When it sees a tasty-looking bird flying below, the falcon tucks in its wings and dives. Plunging through the air, it's been clocked at 389 kilometers an hour. That's 240 miles per hour, faster than any Formula One racing car. As it plunges, the peregrine turns into an aerodynamic missile, skillfully aiming its body at its prey, snatching smaller birds in midair. If the prey is a larger bird, no problem. Its hard, bony claws turn into fists, delivering a knockout punch, then following its victim to the ground and collecting its meal. From their shape and size to the weight distribution of their bodies, peregrines are perfectly designed for speed. But at such high speeds, the air pressure would suffocate any other animal, not the falcon. Its face has a uniquely designed nose with a bony outcropping called a tubercle. This tubercle slows the air as it enters the bird's lungs, allowing him to breathe, even in a dive. Amazing. When we marvel at the wonders of creation, we don't marvel at the processes of chance, but at the creativity of God. The one who designed this sleek bird and lightning cat has a purpose for us even greater. Genesis 1:27 says God created us in His own image. We were built for relationship, to love, to be loved, to reflect God, glorify Him, and live on purpose today. At work, at the grocery store, over lunch, which reminds me of a cheetah's favorite snack, fast food.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."